经典的旋律有没有让你想起童年时光？我是不是又暴露年龄了？这首歌你到底有没有听过呢？这里是可可听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯。在节目中，我尽量每周出一期翻唱特别节目，为大家带来一些耳熟能详的中文歌曲英文版。那这首歌相信很多很多听众都知道，这是罗大佑的经典之作《童年》。这首歌曲从80年代诞生至今，一直风靡流行校园的每个角落，翻唱呢也是创下了历史的记录。我的童年有画片、弹珠、水枪、酸梅粉、飞行棋、大大卷、大白兔等等等等。这么说，你能猜到我的年龄吗？80还是90呢？正在收听节目的你又来自哪个年代呢？欢迎通过我的新浪微博 DJ Candice 婕妤来与我交流您的听歌心情。话不多说，下面的时间就交给音乐吧。When I was young, oh, I will play and always having fun. With the neighbors next to me, and we'll play until the setting sun.
Try to be the best among the others in a game called the spider battle. It doesn't matter who is the best now. Those were the days of my past.Again. What can I do now? What can I say now? Those were the days of my past. As the days go on and on, I grew up and had my first love. Candlelight and sandy beach, finally give away my first kiss.Too young to fall in love, and then I will one day regret. So love was over, but I do mean so. Those were the days of my past.
池塘边的榕树上，知了在声声叫着夏天，意犹未尽。这是旋律来自于罗大佑的《童年》。那刚刚呢，您收听到的是英文版本《Days of My Past》，是不是觉得想一遍一遍听下去呢？我们先来了解一下歌词大意，节目尾声还有惊喜带给您。I recall when I was young, oh, I would play and always having fun with the neighbors next to me, and we'll play until the setting sun. 回忆小时候我多会玩，总是喜羊羊和邻居的小伙伴一起，我们一直玩到看不见太阳。小时候我玩过小蝌蚪，还在小山岭上和小伙伴们把沙丘当成滑滑梯。 I recall those days， 我还记得那些时光。 Recall， R-E-C-A-L-L， 作为动词和名词都可以，表示回忆。 Recall， recall。I remember her face, but I cannot recall where I met her. 我记住了她的面容，但是我想不起在什么地方见过她了。I remember her face, 我记住了她的面容， but I cannot recall where I met her. 但是呢，我想不起在什么地方见过她了。Recall 还有召回、取消的意思。短语 beyond recall 或者说 past recall 表示 impossible to be changed， 不能挽回的。Beyond recall 或者 past recall， He made a decision past recall， 他做了一个不可挽回的决定。 He made a decision past recall。 过去的时光和老朋友们 have fun， 玩得开心。 Have fun， You are sure to have fun at the party tonight， 你在今晚的晚会上一定会玩得很开心。 You are sure to have fun at the party tonightOK， 接下来的短语是 setting sun， setting sun， setting 在这里表示日月的沉落， S-E-T-T-I-N-G， setting。 那么 setting sun 就是落日夕阳的意思， setting sun。 来回顾一下歌词。 I recall when I was young， 回忆小的时候。 All I will play and always having fun with the neighbors next to me， 我多会玩，总是喜羊羊和邻居的小伙伴们一起。And we'll play until the setting sun， 我们一直玩到太阳落山。A few years later when I got to school and was late for lesson all the time, always daydreaming in class, till I don't even know the lesson's done, then my teacher always tell me never ever be lazy again.几年后我进了学校，上课总是迟到，课堂上总是打瞌睡，直到我竟不知早已下课了。那时老师总是告诫我千万不要再懒散。这种事情我可是没有做过，你呢？上课迟到叫做 be late for school, be late for lesson, be late for class。 那么上班迟到就是 be late for work。 如果有人总是迟到，那就是 be late all the timeAll the time 就是总是一直的意思。 All the time， I've kept on thinking about that all the time， 我一直都在想着那件事。 I've kept on thinking about that all the time。 歌词是说上课总迟到， late for lesson all the time。 课堂上呢还 daydreaming， 做白日梦， daydreaming。 白日梦呢你还可以说 daydream， 是一个名词词组。Jim likes sitting and daydreaming. 吉姆喜欢坐着发白日梦。Jim's like sitting and daydreaming. 那对于又迟到又上课打瞌睡的同学来说，老师总是会告诫他们 never ever be lazy again. Never 是永不、从不的意思，加上 ever 就起到了，加上 ever 就起到了强调的作用。Never ever 永不、从不 ，never ever.Never ever tell anyone your password. 不要把你的密码 password 告诉任何人。Never ever tell anyone your password. 这几句歌词我们再来听一下。A few years later when I got to school. 几年之后呢我进了学校。And was late for lesson all the time. 上课总是迟到。Always daydreaming in the class. 课堂上还总是打瞌睡。Till I don't even know the lesson's done. 直到我竟然不知已经下课了。Then my teacher always tell me, never ever be lazy again. 那时呢，老师总是告诫我千万不要再懒散啦。Candlelight and sandy beach finally give away my first kiss. Mother said I was too young to fall in love, and then I will one day regret.烛光下海滩旁终于将我的初吻献上，妈妈说我太年轻不应该谈恋爱，将来会后悔断肠。分享完这句歌词，我要感慨翻译也是很不错的，其一押韵，其二很生动，让人怀念过去时光。这句歌词呢说的是早恋， 初中的时候我也喜欢过一个男孩，青涩时光里的心动到现在却很难再寻到。看一下单词和短语， Candlelight 烛光，那 Candle C-A-N-D-L-E 就是蜡烛的意思。 Candle The candle was blown out by the wind， 蜡烛被风吹灭了。 Blow out 吹灭， blow out。 The candle was blown out by the wind， 蜡烛被风给吹灭了。如果我们说 can't hold a candle to somebody， 字面上来理解呢，就是拿不住蜡烛。外国人把这个短语当成简直不能与某人相比的意思。 can't hold a candle to somebody。 来听例句， She's pretty good but she can't hold a candle to her mother， 她相当的不错，但是还不能够和她母亲相比。 She's pretty good but she can't hold a candle to her mother。 接下来的短语是 to，第一个单词是 too， 第二个呢是 to， 这个短语表示太如何以致不能，比如说 The drawer is too tight for me to open it， 这抽屉太紧了我打不开， drawer 就是抽屉， This drawer is too tight for me to open it。 最后要分享的短语是 fall in love， 陷入爱河， fall in love， fall 的过去式是 fell， fell。The prince fell in love with a fair young maiden， 王子爱上了一位美丽的年轻少女。 The prince fell in love with a fair young maiden。 通过歌词我们再来复习一下， Candlelight and sandal beach finally give away my first kiss， 烛光下海滩旁终于将我的初吻献上。 Mother said I was too young to fall in love and then I will one day regret， 妈妈说我太年轻不应该谈恋爱，将来会后悔断肠。池塘边的榕树上，知了在声声叫着夏天。操场边的秋千上，只有蝴蝶停在上面。节目进行到这里，一边播音，一边在歌声中想起了很多过去美好的时光。不知道那些老同学、朋友、老师现在怎么样呢？借用一句歌词 Oh, I miss my hometown, I miss my old friends, when will I see them again? 我怀念家乡，我怀念老友，何时才能再见到他们？天涯海角，祝福不变。据说呢，在创作童年的时候，罗大佑正在医科大读书，写这首歌的地方不是在池塘边，更不是在榕树下，而是一个普通的地方。写歌的时候呢，脑海中全都是粉笔呀、黑板呀、便当呀，还有课桌等等，就是在这样的一种状况下写下了《童年》这首歌。节目最后，让我们怀念一下老时光吧，来自于罗大佑的《童年》，一起欣赏。
总是要等到睡觉前才知道功课只做了一点点，总是要等到考试以后才知道该。
您正收听到的节目是来自于可可英语网的听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 婕妤，感谢收听本期节目，再见。下蜻蜓飞过来，一片片绿油油的稻田，水彩蜡笔和万花
出天边那一条彩虹。什么时候才能像高年级的同学一样